I'll give you all the tips that you need. Hey guys, welcome to the first ever Fantasy Footy Fee podcast. There's my dad Peter on the guitar.
Hello Tim.
Hey Dad, how you been?
Yeah, pretty good. What'd you think of little theme song?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well done.
So, we'll get straight into it. We're going to look through all the teams and the matches.
Yeah, okay, so we've logged into my stuff, so we're... Yeah.
So we have to go with yours first. Okay, congratulations. You played our friend Marco Matafis. Yeah, Papa Walks Mob. So you ended up winning 2015 to 1609.
No, it was a pretty good game. We Papa Walks had a really good finish to the end of last year. I was pretty nervous leading into this, but turns out we had some similar players.
Oh, they kind of cancelled each other out. You both had Daniel Wells. He had 95.
Yeah, we both had Aaron Hall, too, from the Suns, 125. Howe from Hawthorn was a late scratching.
Yeah, so you both missed him out. You also both had Simpkin, and you had only 50 points each.
Yeah, Dustin Martin was pretty average at 75. On my side, the good, unique players I had Heath Shaw had 109, Yeo had 105. Dangerfield was awesome. He had 137. Rocky got 109. I picked Ablett as captain. I ended up with 268. I got some good steady 80s and 70s in the midfield. Mitch Brown was only 52.
But if you look at Marco's team, he had Matty Rosa, got 108. Unfortunately, he had Williams from the Giants. He didn't play. Big DNP. And Marco didn't have a substitute on the bench.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. Unfortunately, Marco had Fife as his captain. I only slotted him 98. Blixav's got him 91. He's a good ruck pick. And Tippett was a surprise, getting 80. Jack Steele from bloody Giants let a lot of people down.
Yeah, I know, like, Mighty Dons was saying how good he's going to be down the track. But, yeah, he failed to show up. I think he had a good pre-season.
Yeah, he did. He got a couple of good scores. Yep, so moving on. Next game. This was a tight one against two pretty good teams.
Yeah, we've got Cranor's Cronies. They scored 1963 to crack a fat 1932. So... There was only 31 points in it. It was a nice tight game. These guys always finish high in the ladders.
Yeah, I know Matt Quigley from Sport and Cricket and stuff. Okay, we'll go through the teams. They both had Heath Shaw, 109. What's happened here?
No, you see, he had Hanbury as captain, 152, so he didn't go too well for Cracker Fat. Anyway, we'll keep going with Cracker Fat. Ablett got 134 for him, which was great, and he got Hall from the Suns, 125. Kerridge, which was a big pick, a big popular pick.
I had Kerridge. Anthony had him too.
Yeah, so everyone did pretty well out of that, 92. Rory Laird from Adelaide got 90. Lonergan got him 88 points.
Tom Mitchell, mate, 132. He's, I don't know, I have some problems with him, but, I don't know. Let's see how we go. Tommy Mitchell, I've got him on my scope. We'll go through it later.
Got Hewitt here from Sydney, got a 95, so I'm thinking of trading him in because he's fairly cheap still. Stefan Martin got 79. He was my number one ruckman. I should have gone with Goldstein. He lost me 20 grand.
Barlow was pretty average, 84. But he picked Dangerfield as captain. This is Cranor, Shane Cranfield, down in Tasmania. How are you going, Shane, if you're listening? So you went with Dangerfield, yep. So you got 274. So he was probably the best pick of the captains you could have had, LaShare Kennedy. You also had Gray from Port Adelaide, got Sam Gray. On your bench, you had a couple of good 60 scores, a 70 for Clay Cameron in the backs. And, yeah, it went pretty well. So the next game, who we got here, mate?
We've got Beams, Miop, Rocky. They scored 1989 to Darren Boucher's Magpie Maniac, which was 1699. So that was, a couple hundred points.
We're just going to match these up. Okay, both had Heath Shaw, Dangerfield. Magpie Maniac had Ablett as captain, which is good, pretty good.
What else happened? Yeah, so that's pretty good. Got a couple of familiar, couple of matching players. Boucher missed a little. He's got a lot of DMPs on there. Age, Collar, Jasny, Francis from the Bombers. Daniel Rich, he's pretty good. I'm going to keep my eye on this bloke because I had him towards the end of last year.
But he's a lot better now. He's very quick on the left boot. 123 points. Taylor Adams from Collingwood. I'm always a Collingwood fan. He got 95. Scott Pendlebury picked 84. Pretty disappointing. Buddy Franklin, 91. And Isaac Heaney. I don't know. He's kind of under the radar. Sometimes good, sometimes injured. He got 101.
So swapping over, Parrish from the Bombers. He got 97 for Beams. Beams are Brocky. You got Sam Gray. Got both Crouch brothers. So if you want to put some money on them, I have Brad Crouch in my team. He got 87. His brother Matt got 82. Rockliffe, he might be injured. He was old mate Beams. He's captain, 218. And he got Laird for 90 in the backs.
Mate, that's not too bad. Gonna move back on to the next game. Mighty Dons, Stevie Young, how are you, mate? How are you doing?
So I think he beat, this is it. He beat him 2046 to 2011, so it's 35 points.
That's pretty good. This is it. Michael Trapani, my nephew, lives down in Melbourne. How you going, Michael? How you going, Cynthia? Just saying hello to each of us. The matchy players we have. They both had a couple of... Matty Day or D?
I think it's Day, I don't know.
Well, anyway, doesn't matter. They both had to go from Collingwood, 82. A couple of 90s with Kerridge and Wells. So just going down the list. Who have we got here? Mighty Dons. So he just hung on to the end. He got 88 with Lonergan. McKenzie got him 86. He picked Tom Mitchell as captain, so that was a pretty wise move, 132. So he doubled that, but... 264.
The other good thing was, he had Matty Crouch too for 82, but he had Kane Lambert, who scored 125.
Mate, that is amazing. He had Archie, who was a bit of a smoky, but he only got 57.
So he had same rock combo as me, Stephen Martin, Max Gorn, Sam Gray, 118. So going over to This Is It. We have Janison from the Dogs, got him 121, which was awesome. Zaha Rakas is probably another one on my radar, because he got 125. He's like one of the blokes who didn't get snaffled up in the needle stuff.
Mate, well, anyway, if you ask a Bombers fan, they'll tell you, well, there's no real evidence. And I don't know, we don't want to make this a running joke or anything.
But no, we'll see how we go. So Lockie Hunter, he got him 108. This is it. Todd Goldstein.
That's Goldstein, 121.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Dowhouse got 86. This bloke, McDonald Tipungwati, he's a big popular pick. 40% of the comp have him. 36, which is, But he had Hubert on the bench for 95. This is it. So that was a pretty close game, too. It's kept the ladder pretty nice.
The next game is my son, mate, Lord of the Pies, 1983, the year you were born.
Yeah, you did pretty well, man. You played Holy Crapola, which is a rematch of last year's grand final. He got 2010, so he only won by 27 points in the end. You had some matching players in Shaw, Dangerfield, Rockliffe,